Brian Houseworth here at the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia in the governor's tent in the shade with Rob Dixon. He's the director of the Missouri Department of Economic Development. A lot of things going on, sir. You and I have done a lot of press availabilities and stuff. And I do want to start with the big thing going on right here in Sedalia, a $400 million steel plant. What's the status of that?
So Nucor Steel is under construction right now. If you drive into the fair, if you're coming into Sedalia from the north, you'll see it coming out of the ground. There's cranes up. There's construction underway. There's people being hired. They're about halfway through their hiring process. We're working with State Fair Community College, the State Department of Economic Development, and Nucor to try to get some folks trained and ready to go on day one. But it's an exciting project, and we are really glad to have them here. It's a great corporate partner. Sedalia is thrilled to have them as well. So, yeah, they're coming along. There's a lot of construction, so appreciate everybody's patience. But pretty soon they'll be up and running and open for business.
If people want to apply, they can still apply for steelworker jobs.
They sure can. They can look at Nucor.com, or they can look at our website, which is ded.mo.gov.
Still looking at, well, I believe, November, December on that?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's right.
GM, I know that the legislature passed the incentive bill. Obviously, it was a huge issue for you. You made it a priority. What is the status of GM and the possible expansion?
Sure. GM is still looking at a possible $1 billion capital investment in their plant in Wentzville. We're in day-to-day conversations with General Motors. We are still under negotiations with them right now. Nothing has been finalized, but we hope that will come soon.
You optimistic?
I am.
What would it mean if that were to happen, not only to the plant, but to the workforce, knowing what one of the representatives said on the floor, that auto workers drive to that plant from as far away as Boonville. Think about that one way.
That's right. We have in our state nearly 300,000 folks work in the automotive industry. They're suppliers. They work for companies that supply GM, obviously GM, Ford, and others. Automotive is a big part of our state and our state's economy. So it's a really important deal for us. If we can get this done, we'd be confident that General Motors is going to be in Wentzville for a very long time, and folks are going to have a place to work there. So that's what it's all about. Again, nothing's been finalized at this point, but we're confident that we're going to get there soon.
Obviously, the things going on here are positive. You're with your son at the state fair. His name is Eddie. He's here. This is a big deal because agriculture and business go hand in hand.
They sure do. Agriculture is one of our state's top industries, not just production farming itself, but agribusiness, ag tech. We've got a lot of opportunities in every corner of our state, large cities, small rural communities, all tied to agriculture. It's who we are as a state, and it's fun to be here at the state fair with my son, Eddie, to celebrate agriculture this week.
It's great to meet Eddie. Final question for you. Sports tourism is huge. The governor was over at the Mills Outlet Mall where there Bradley Beal's involved, and then there are reports right now, you've probably seen him, there could be a soccer team coming to St. Louis. Have you heard anything like that? What would that mean, this MLS?
Yeah, we're watching it very closely and listening to the news out of St. Louis. St. Louis, Kansas City, Springfield, our large cities in our state are great sports markets. Missourians are great sports fans. Obviously, we had a great victory with the Blues this year. We can do it maybe with the Chiefs in the Super Bowl this year, and we'll get it all done. But, having sports teams is a great opportunity to help attract folks from outside, both to visit, as well as something that people look for when they're going to relocate and move to take a job. So just exciting times. A lot of good things happening in our state right now.
Is there anything you would like to add, sir? Feel free.
Nope. Things are looking good in our state. Governor Parson is leading the charge every single day. We just got back from a couple international trade missions where we're out promoting Missouri businesses and ag exporters around the world. And a lot of good things happening in our state right now.
Good to see you, Rob.
You too. Thanks so much.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Anytime. Thank you.